Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
John Batchelor with Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy testifying to Congress most recently about the challenge to the arsenal of democracy mentioned prominently by the president in his Oval Office address, picking up the theme from Franklin Roosevelt at the beginning of the Second War that remade the 20th century. Here we are in a three-front war that may remake the 21st century. We have reason to believe that the Israeli ground invasion of Gaza is either postponed or delayed or halted or taking a break at this moment for hostage negotiation. That's London, but its first three reports are wrong. You never know. We're going to move to what's in Gaza. What is Hamas protecting? We have several hostages who've been released, one of whom is speaking of wet tunnels, miles of them, underneath Gaza City. There's more to this, however. Jonathan, the Hamas gangsters, the killers, are organized in a fashion that they've withstood bombings and attacks from the air before. 2021, your book about Gaza 2021. 2014, the war I attended, where they were throwing mortars and missiles at Ashkelon. However, they're underground. What does the IDF need to do? What is the risk for the IDF and for the civilians above ground? Thank you.
Sure. Look, the big question, I think, for Israel, as the Israeli public and some of the security establishment has been clamoring for an immediate response to what happened in southern Israel on October 7th, I think there's slowly been a realization that this is not something that can be thrown together quickly. There is no quick or easy answer to trying to dislodge a well-armed terrorist organization that has embedded itself in the civilian structures of 2.2 million Gazans in one of the most densely populated places on Earth. This is not an easy thing. Compounding the problem is the fact that the hostages, 222 of them, are now being held below ground in a catacomb of tunnels and rooms that are buried well beneath the ground, hard to target from above. On top of that, within those tunnels, we also know that there are weapons, rockets, and all manner of other tools of war that Hamas can deploy as long as they are able to find an exit through this warren of tunnels. So what the Israelis need to do is, from what I can tell, they're going to continue to soften the ground, so to speak, with the aerial campaign. When it appears that they have achieved enough through the aerial bombardments, they will begin to enter Gaza with somewhat more agile forces to try to determine what unpleasant surprises might be waiting there for them. Don't forget, Israel was surprised on 10/7. They don't want to get surprised again. They can't afford to be surprised again. They can't afford to get bogged down. There cannot be a quagmire or some kind of a Vietnam in the Middle East for Israel. So they're going to be very careful, I think, at this point. The initial anger and shock have worn off. And the realization that there is a long game to be played here is starting to sink in among the Israelis. And I think that is for the best. It doesn't mean that Hamas won't be destroyed. I believe it will. And I don't believe that the U.S. will waver in its support for the Israelis to do this. And we're seeing, by the way, similar support from the U.K., from France, from Germany, from all around the world. I don't think that changes so long as Israel is careful and doesn't go in with guns blazing with a massive force of 100,000 troops that will pulverize Gaza but may not win the peace. There needs to be, I think, a picture of victory right now that the Israelis need to envision. And that is a harder thing to come up with on the fly. And that is what I think is pushing the Israelis to defer a bit. That and a little bit of American pressure, too. The U.S. does seem to understand that the Israelis still need to get their wits about them, and they're advocating for a few more days to allow some ice water to flow in the veins of the Israelis rather than the high heat that we've been seeing almost daily coming out of the Israeli media.
Are we talking about weeks? Is there a timeline that makes sense to you, Jonathan, given the tension?
I certainly wouldn't want to bet the house on when such a thing could take place.
Okay.
It's quite possible that we could see something, you know, by toward the end of the week or early next week. The U.S. has said, and this is a convenient excuse for the Israelis, the U.S. has said that it would like to send additional military assets to support what it has already sent to the region.
Okay.
That could give Israel a convenient excuse to hold out on a ground invasion while they refine their plans. There is a question, of course, of how long 360 military servicemen can remain called up
right. In
a state of war that is costly.
Jonathan Shanzer, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.